Hello and welcome to this program, which is called Shachlay, our first in 2020. I'm Bob Carswell, she Robert de Carslach Mish, as Bavaliam Corfalteri Ugus in Chidclair Embassy Shachlay, Savlain No Shaw, Feed Chied as Feed. Sachlair and Chachton Shaw, in the program this week, La Conyachti Ilium Dawn, the commemoration of Ilium Dawn. As a Rens on Manin, a song for man. Gen ca cochon trysyn yr en jint er bes Ilium Dawn. Fe Ilium y Christin rogit syflein sheich hi y jeg as hach, as fein y fac den yd vryw y dimster yw yn y Christin, jen loch tai sien fe cochon trys Milntown. Gyn awrys ren Ilium Dawn achta dy chod y tu y fanning, ach ren ei coda y fen i'r le Charlotte y Stanlach nys, De bech ischer chiadw nai na oed hweli, as yr iei de bech fer yr bijaw yr fei gortic na marwic, sgysolach e na bech na oed hweli yr fei cho arltach as fad, de liga gi figeil man as de chroelt de sautia gys a loch taiec sy'n olant. For a good number of years now, Mec Vanin and the Manx branch of the Celtic League have organised a commemoration of Ilium Dawn near the place of his death on Castletown Bay. The actual site, Hango Hill, was flattened in preparation for the building of King William's College in the early 1830s. As Ilium Dawn's actions were political and driven by concern for the people of the Isle of Man, the commemoration is used as an opportunity to comment on current political affairs and what the government should or shouldn't be doing. This year, Mark Kermode, chairman of Mec Vanin, gives an introduction and an overview of the past year. We then hear two speakers talking about climate change and the Manx government's response and responsibilities. First, we hear from Devon Watson of the Climate Change Coalition, and then Paul Crane, a former teacher and author of the Isle of Man Population Atlas, who was also trained as a presenter of information about climate change whilst he was in the United States of America. Later, we also hear Maxine Cannon, who laid a wreath in memory of Ilium Dawn on behalf of the Isle of Man Post Office.
Falcheru Ulyuk is Lea Cunyachtin Ilium Dawn Savlain Derhausen as feed. And Clacta Ein Rishimidi Blinton. Shen gol tayacht lesh roi re mikhaun and vlein chai as esht a red hilgach as a red elia seville. So welcome everyone to the 2020 Ilium Dawn ceremony. Our normal practice is to have an introduction about the year past, and then we normally have the Manx oration followed by an English oration. In Vlain show, be there or red scanshol severe, McCown chin des na hemja, as nan gurum rish chumbalach as mershen, roishin chinu and roi re se hilg as a verl nyis. So this year we've got two important English speeches about climate change and our responsibilities to the environment here in the Isle of Man. So what we've elected to do this year is I'm going to do the introduction in Manx. Ta fisek pertu. Nach maliam genu chindes jain ghil gisafirl. Va ilium don urnachur gebes kuafendel as sawel teavanan. Jichar in nish. Ta teavanan bunus urnachur mau. As gaedavel ashunern de menach kerlochten ern a you. Te orangoil rish devel droch sted and jir. Erachud smu. Kinderkrish droch realtus senelian heen. Tan cairis fyd bunus dyniat yr bi. Cre dyniat ffyrniach. Fel eu'n cwnsel na siafesi. Chanelu. Mae'r smw as na smw. Dyniat politicach sy'n elion at nis. Na lai edrych eich cwnsel na siafesi. As eich yn tyrnau teich. As tad bunus dynric politicach. Rish devlein de lienish, da howd quail gul de menach gis lunan chit quail fo havesich enyach de lord McCown and ayu fergail an orpa. Bunus dach shachtan, ta fo havesich a skeel no on. As howds ta Sisyphus rolla ir a chlach, ta manan gul fo. Ta banken be uns manan, as ta ramslai birchach nach vel geek kishan few. To sly fergail manan erno nach vel rudabi few on. To manan e fergail erno nach veli manan nish murta smunyak nuri. Tashin leden de lai ta jikan er manan mu act nin listarachin as bay a vishacha as shen ulia. As to Sisyphus roller a chlach. Ach krenacht fodmage ker litrimus er lau show. Signed in realtis. Ahai kishin de ve kinjiks on ulia sly as co luchten uns manen. Sind en realtis goilrish nachtin tulia sly genu veg erson manen. Sind a ulian a politikern tigel nach vel show an ayu. Payachabit agiri chinde rudniach din o ach kirschen er a red heaven as an ayu. Din few a doon me alter jane realtis. As mit an realtis ha borat McCown an IU for gael an orpa, as ta ulian a turrison gis lunan soljica mach, bind in realtis gethan rei rish an cordelis kishan cadjan, as delil de jirich rish an orpa. Go to my murau. Now Devon Watson is going to give us a short talk about the environment soon.
First of my everybody. My name is Devon Watson. I am with the Climate Change Coalition and the Fair Free Campaign. The Coalition is an unprecedented union of Manx social and political organisations that are lobbying together to encourage, support and occasionally fight the government in order to adequately address the burning crisis of climate change. We have three main goals. The first is to invest in renewable energy infrastructure. The second is to create interim targets to reduce our carbon emissions. And lastly, is to uphold our promises to UNESCO regarding our biosphere status. So what I'm talking about today is how environmental reform and economic justice are one and the same. So what are environmentalists on Alaman calling for, and what are these economic reforms? We want warm, insulated houses so that no one can go cold in the winter. No one should be left out in the cold. Everyone out here is cold, so we know that the importance of warm, and we know the importance of remaining dry. We're calling for local renewable energy infrastructure. Energy independence can help us keep money on the Isle of Man instead of sending it abroad to oil-producing dictatorships. No one who's lived on the Isle of Man and enjoys wonderful weather like we have today would argue that we don't have an abundance of wind, don't have an abundance of rain, and don't have the ability to reduce plentiful, cheap energy. We're calling for more support for local businesses and for people to buy Manx products that don't have to be imported in from overseas. We want a decent, free public transport system that can help connect the Isle of Man, reduce our carbon footprints, and improve the lives of working and middle-class families on the Isle of Man. Free public transport is an essential tool in the fight against climate change and inequality. We can have cleaner, quieter cities. We can have easier parking, and we can have far less congestion. We can create community spaces, and we can reduce the danger on our roads, which are twice as dangerous as those in the UK. But most importantly, for the first time in decades, we can shift the conversation on how the government can more conveniently make cuts to essential services and towards expanding and improving economic rights and services that we receive from the state. Politicians should enact environmental pledges that are in their manifestos, and they should listen to the experts when it comes to the science. We are the only country in the world to achieve biosphere status, and we should protect the biosphere and the natural beauty of our island. And we need an economy that works for average people. What aren't environmentalists asking for? We aren't saying that climate change is the fault of any individual person or group of people. We aren't fighting any individual or group of people. We don't expect anyone to be perfect. We just need people to do the best they can. We aren't looking to get rid of flying, electronics, clothing, or meat. We aren't fighting against people. We're fighting against a system that's corrupt, that's broken, and doesn't give either environmental or economic outputs to ordinary individuals. Try and recycle and reduce consumption where you can, but these are relatively mild changes compared to the energy infrastructure, the transport infrastructure, and improvements to the housing stock that we need the government to make. We're calling for reform, and reform is what we need. Thank you, everybody.
Mr. Paul Crane will now speak about climate change.
Faster Myers, blind by Noor. And I am surprised to be speaking to this gathering here today, but I'm also delighted to be here at the Ilium Dome commemoration of 2020. I'm grateful to McVannan, and I would like to give recognition to them for their commitment to environmental causes over a long period of time. Like every island resident, I like to talk about the weather, and it usually gives us plenty of opportunity to do just that. I heard a story some time ago now of good folk from the Isle of Man who were visiting Hong Kong in the days long before the troubles that they've got there now. And they could see it was blowing a bit of a hoolie, even by Isle of Man standards. But it didn't keep them in. And they were down in central Hong Kong and wondering why so many of the shops were closed. And when they said, "Why are the shops closed in the middle of the week?" they said, "Oh, it's because of this typhoon." They'd been completely unaware of its presence. More precisely today, at the start of 2020, I wanted to talk about the Isle of Man's response to climate change. And I've been asked to do that in 5 minutes, so we can see why. So I want to look at three simple questions. In doing this, I'm not claiming any moral high ground. I've started on a journey, but I know that I've a long way to go to reduce my personal carbon footprint to where it needs to be. Three questions then. Must we change? Can we change? Will we change? Scientific debate about whether or not the climate is changing has long ended. The planet is almost 1 degree Celsius warmer than it was in the 1880s. In the Isle of Man, the temperature records go back to 1948, that's all, just 72 years of records, and they show a 0.9 degrees Celsius increase in our temperatures. There's no such thing as natural weather here anymore. The air around us is warmer, it has more energy. It can hold more water. It will bring more frequent and extreme weather events. A rise in global temperature of just under 1 degree Celsius doesn't sound like very much, but its effects are all too obvious. Sea level and sea temperatures have risen. Hurricanes are more powerful and more frequent. Wildfires have multiplied. Think of Australia this week. Flood events have increased. Polar ice is melting. Glaciers are retreating. Deserts are expanding. Species extinctions are on the increase. Millions of people are being affected by water shortage and poor crop yields. Think of East Africa in the last month. And the evidence that this climate change is primarily the result of burning of fossil fuels is overwhelmingly supported by the world scientific community. If carbon dioxide levels rise, UN forecasts suggest we would see a temperature of 4 degrees Celsius by the end of this century, in a world with 11 billion people instead of the 7.8 billion people now. We've got a problem. Some areas of the planet would become uninhabitable. There would be a billion climate refugees. That's the UN estimates. We cannot continue like this. There's no doubt that we must change. Some people have suggested the Isle of Man is so small that nothing we can do here can possibly affect the global climate. Well, the same can be said for Burnley and Halifax and Chester. They're all approximately the same population that we have. And hundreds of towns with the same population. The reality is that all communities must do their part. And if we value the amount of independence we have, we must use that in a just way. Can we change then? Undoubtedly we can. Renewable energy is available to us. The wind power potential for the Isle of Man is enormous. We have one of the best wind regimes in Europe. There are many options opening up for the storage of renewable energy. Solar energy and ground and air source heat pumps may also have a part to play. In the coming weeks, we have the publication of the Climate Emergency Action Plan. Our hope is that over the next 30 years, this plan will bring about a series of transformations in the Isle of Man. It will change the way we generate electricity, with the shift to renewables starting very soon. It will revolutionise the way we heat our homes and workplaces. It will extend the use of low carbon construction methods to build zero carbon houses and will organise the retrofitting of our existing housing stock. It will transform the way we travel with increased use of public transport, electric vehicles, low carbon ships and aircraft. It will encourage new approaches to farming to secure the carbon storage of the island's soils. It must also address the blockage we face with the disposal of fridges and freezers. We have high expectations. Can we change? Yes, we can. There will be many new jobs along the way, and we will live in a cleaner, healthier world with richer biodiversity. We must change. We can change. But the answer to the third question is not a foregone conclusion. The December round of the UN Conference of the Parties, so-called COP25, in Madrid, ended last month with a lack of connection between what scientists say must happen if we're to avoid the worst of climate change and what countries are offering in terms of carbon reductions. One emerging debate is whether we face a choice between enjoying economic growth or stopping climate change. Could the right sort of economic development enable us to reach carbon zero? Or is it our overconsumption and obsession with GDP that got us into this mess in the first place? Mark Carney's warning, the governor of the Bank of England, his warnings this week on stranded assets are a timely reminder. I've heard all this from the audience that have attended my climate reality presentations over the last few months. A couple of weeks ago, I met someone who's well known in the Isle of Man for being environmentally very aware. He told me this: "I think we're on the way down, Paul." "What do you mean?" I asked. He said, "Everything I know about humanity, everything I know about climate change, tells me we're not going to prevent the worst happening." I do not share that view, but we've got a lot to think about. So will we change? Well, it's almost 30 years since I first started teaching about climate change at A-level just down the road at Castle Rush in high school. By the Earth Summit in Rio in 1992, the governments of the world understood the problem, but the world's carbon dioxide emissions have risen in every year since then. Globally, we've made no visible progress so far. It is not an exaggeration to say that the future of the planet as we know it is in the hands of the current generations. We cannot afford to get this wrong. I urge every one of us and our government to recognize the journey that we're on, to learn as we go, to hear the voices of our young people, to make or accept the decisions which will make the world a better place for our children's children. We must change. We can change. I believe we will change. Thank you.
Thanks very much there to two speakers whose orations complemented each other very well. One is our ability to change and our responsibility to change, and the other saying it's to our economic benefit and social benefit to change. Here in the Isle of Man, it's not something that we are too small to pay attention to. Now, we've got two Reef Lanes this year, our McVannan Celtic League one, and Breesia's gonna lay that one. And also Isle of Man Post Office commemorated the Age of Rebellion earlier this year in a stamp issue, which included, of course, Ilium Doan and his contribution. And Maxine Cannon of the Isle of Man Post Office will, immediately after this laying of our wreath, lay a wreath on behalf of the Isle of Man Post Office. While the wreaths are being laid, I'd ask you to remember just what Ilium Doan actually did. It's been popular to besmirch him after the publication of a certain Anglo-Scottish novelist's bile. And also, while those wreaths are being laid, I'd like to ask you to all remember others who have been here in the years past who are sadly no longer with us or able to attend.
I'd like to lay this on behalf of the Isle of Man Post Office in recognition of all Manx men and women who've made a positive contribution to the history of the Isle of Man, and all those who've come to our shores and supported our values in promoting Manx art, heritage and history for the benefit of future generations. Thank you very much.
Right, thank you all. Gurumai mua, uliadu.
Mark Kermode, Devon Watson and Paul Crane. And we also heard briefly from Maxine Cannon on behalf of the Isle of Man Post Office. And they were all involved in the commemoration of William Dawn, organised on Castletown Bay by Mec Fannin and the Manx branch of the Celtic League. This is the song made on the death of William Dawn, and is performed for us by Brian Maxdoll.
Quoyena ha chreishtel ons wojla na pur, ons eget na elad, na ons kin ya mur. San tru fargas gonlas ver maud un yer bi, as te the vesilium don brisian an gri. Vaudra saur vanan ert wunyan a chira, vau goit son dunya ser as dunya krina, as shege the yellow vai haraushin ski, ach te the vessel yum mur prision an gri. Vau lau yesh an irla, a sul yesh a tear, shen hug de the nudgen gat wish thy ons fear. She true fargas gonless ver maud on yer be, as te the vessel yum mur prision an gri. Bell in the state tall o an ecrun as vai, blionas ach the gherach an boazol the high. She true fargas gonless ver maud on yer be, ach te the vesilium don brision an gri. Vader greda tengs grunen the chor to the bes, lest finish in falls a ver follum din gres, an ving ver na haglach the bain the gael moi, as te the vesilium mur brision an gri. Lig fer ons a talu fer elias an air, ach ilium a cowl, ligs of all hair, ilium a cowl, schloch na beb wi, she the vesilium don ren brision an gri. Niems mi heden a gerdjach lesh mudas trishtil, the vacan spanglen magrain a heis of whale. Courts na yer a nudgen lesh order a ri, get e the vesilium don brision an gri. Dremel ren misher a chreg chrain a lai, the beach slocht ilium don ons run as vai, a nudgen dewel cast it as a heeden ek she, as Glen Christine Gennel a sledden eg a chree.
Brian Maxdoll. On siach le roch nish, tashin en imre, failure va courage erbunnos nierin, savle naichi a jeg, tri feed as nan jeg. Ach, hosiach, haneach nierin, a vretin as a vretin va goil arnongi. Wash a navlein of lein naichi a jeg, tri feed as de jeg, when failure shen shint mach, de rosjach nolben as a horn as man, yes. As part of the annual Pan Celtic Festival, the Pan-Celtic International Song Competition is for a new song in the Celtic language of the country represented. In order to nominate a song to go forward for that competition, Fiona McArdle has been organising A Rann Son Manin, A Song for Man. This year, A Rann Son Manin takes place this coming Saturday evening, the 11th of January, starting at 7:30. And once again, it'll be in the Peel Masonic Hall in Stanley Road in Peel. Entry is completely free, and the evening includes what promises to be a hugely enjoyable concert featuring poetry, music and song, with the Fifth Manx Bard, Annie Kizik, the young singer of Man, Erin Loach, Peter Cubbly and Arabella Iron, Jack McLean and Owen Williams, the choir, Cleogary Tui, the Kilgallens and Co, and more. As Masor Tashinajitkus Jera Shachle and Chiat Shaw. That's it from Shachle again this time. So from me, Bob Carswell, Wumpeen, Robert de Karslach, Sled New.